Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. You're listening to Dolly Shares. I am Dolly, and Nancy Hopkins is the producer. This is coming to you from Dolly World. I'm recording this to be aired the first time on Wednesday, April 8, 2020. Nancy kind of talked me into doing it, just by asking me. I was feeling guilty for not doing it. But I've been having some issues lately with my health. And I thought, well, I don't know if I can get all the way through the hour. But then I thought, well, if I don't, I don't. After I talked with Nancy this morning. If I don't make it the whole hour, I don't. But if I do, yippee, that's a bonus. I asked the angels to help me. And wait a minute, I forgot to ask God. Just a minute, please, God, help me do Dolly Shares today. Thank you. Okay, I asked God to. This is number 73 already. Wow. Okay, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today, like usual. Never plan, well, I sometimes do plan things in detail, but I just didn't have it to do today. I mean, I didn't have it in me to get into minute details. I was lucky to pull the angel card, and that was because angels reminded me. Okay, and it was, oh my gosh, y'all, I know I always say the same thing. But for goodness sake, the angels always have me draw the perfect card. As today, Archangel Ramiella. The card is for peace. Peace. P-E-A-C-E. Not pieces, but peace. Archangel Ramiella is here to remind you that peace is your true nature. It is something that is a natural state for your heart. Ramiella knows that you may not remember a time where you truly felt at peace in your heart. They bring you peace to your heart now in this moment. Close your eyes and feel this peace, this deep peace that is now flowing from Ramiella's heart to your heart. Open your heart to receive Ramiella's peace. Take some deep breaths and just receive this deep peace. Give thanks to Ramiella for this peace. You may call upon Ramiella at any time, and you may also send Ramiella to others so that they may have peace in their hearts as well. Thank you, Archangel Ramiella. Thank you, all the other archangels and all the other angels. And thank you for being with us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for helping us when we ask for it, of course. And then we thank you all, too. Thank you. Thank you. There was something else I was going to share here. I don't know what. I think I already did this. Uh-oh. I got a message. Hold on, y'all. And it's a number? I'm not used to getting numbers. So let me take a peek on my phone. Let's see. CVS Pharmacy, thanks for your order. We'll text you again when it's out for delivery. I just found out, y'all, I can get my prescriptions from the pharmacy mailed to me for free. Now, I know some of you out there are going to say, where have you been, Dolly? But because mine seem to change so frequently, I didn't think they would do it. So today, because Annette has diabetes, she's wearing that patch on her arm now, so she doesn't have to prick her finger every time. And every time I would see it advertised on TV, I would wonder, now, how does that patch read her blood? Well, it's got a needle thing in the patch, and it's got a cartridge, evidently. And in the cartridge is the needle that she puts the cartridge into the pack that slips onto her arm. Fits on her arm. I think it tapes, I don't know. But anyway, the needle goes in her arm. And it hurts. But it's only one pick in the arm versus, and I think it lasts over a certain amount of days. And by using that, she doesn't have to prick her finger throughout the day, because she has to do it many times during the day, because her diabetes is, they're trying to get it under control. It got out of control again. It's because she's eating from stress. I don't know why she's stressing. Well, I was going to say, I didn't know why. She's working from home with me. But I do my best not to bug her throughout the day. Her room's on the other end of the house. And I've been staying in my bedroom, in my bed, and watching the TV, or playing the games, or running around the internet, looking at the different videos that people send me. Oh, and I tell you, I run out of hours in the day watching videos. So anyway, bless Annette's heart, she's got that little thing. She doesn't have to prick her fingers all the time anymore. They were so sore, she couldn't hardly pick things up. Sore from having to prick them. What did I start to tell you? Oh, jeez. I remember. I talked to the pharmacy today, and the lady said, oh, yeah, you can have all the drugs that you take can be mailed, because there's some drugs they can't mail, like the narcotics or the liquids. They can't put those in the mail, but minor pills or patches, and they can mail those. So that's pretty cool. And she said, and you'll get it within 1 to 3 business days. So, and they are really good about having my pills ready and waiting, and I don't even have to call to tell them, well, I'm running out, I need a refill. They already know this stuff, and I really didn't care for CVS, because the last CVS that I had to use in Venice really sucked. The pharmacist was he was mean, and he didn't even want to be there, and he didn't want to wait on anybody, and He didn't even want to answer the phone. I thought, why is this person working here? And then, because he was mean, his attitude ran over to the poor other people who worked in the pharmacy, and they would get a bit bitchy. And they were all women. The guy was from India. And I'm not saying Indian men are like this, demanding. Demanding is more better of a word to explain than mean. Demanding, narcissistic. And he wanted narcissistic. I had worked for a man from India who was like that before. And I had worked for him, not just come in as a customer. And he was kind of like that, too. And I thought, geez, oh, Pete. And then I met this other, a couple other men from India, and they were really sweet. I thought, why couldn't I get the sweet ones? But anyway, so I was thinking, I don't like CVS. And, because you hate to go and get your prescriptions in the first place. You don't want to have to take them. But I have learned if I don't, I really do end up in difficulties. So, I know people out there sitting there, well, if you did this, if you did that, everything natural, then it would be okay. Well, not in every case. You check with health officials as well as with your homeopathic peoples. Sometimes they work together. My doctors will work together with them. I have doctors who are sent to me by angels. Somebody drank all my coffee except for the last two sips. So, back to the pharmacy. So, I had to switch from Walgreens to CVS this year because of my insurances. I have an insurance guy who, he goes above and beyond for me. He researches all the drug insurances. He has my policy for my supplemental health, but he also looks into drug insurance for me every year, bless his heart. And he sends me three suggestions. And so this year I switched over to well-being. And I had to switch my pharmacy to CVS. Because well-being doesn't do Walgreens. So I was grumbling and bitching and, oh my gosh, complaining. And I was being a bitch myself. So we went there and we got me signed up and got my credit card registered. So Annette could pick up my scripts. Well, we found out they don't have drive-thrus here. The one up on the corner, on Emerson Corner, advertises drive-thru. They lie. All you can do is go to their drive-thru and drop off a prescription from the doctor's office. Now, how many doctor's offices give you a handwritten prescription these days? Usually, they call it in. So, we found the right pharmacy. It was right on the way home from Annette's work. So, Annette having diabetes, and they just recently put those stents in her heart. I think she has three of them now. And two in the front and one in the back. And so she's got issues too. She can't be out in the air, supposedly. And I mean, in public. So I got to thinking about that because she was having to pick up my scripts. So I called and talked to the pharmacy. Boy, I sure made that a long way around the barn, didn't I? Jeez. So the lady was so sweet. They always have my scripts ready and waiting. Never have to call them and tell them I need it. I call them just to make sure it's there because I'm so astounded that it's there and ready. So I'm being the pest to them. But they're always so sweet to me. And I'm so glad I got that arranged so Annette doesn't have to go out. So now, we truly are homebound. Don't have to go out for nothing. We have our groceries delivered by Walmart. They have a delivery person who delivers them and stays the distance from us. But brings them in and puts them on the table. But, you know, we keep our distance and we do the best we can. It's better than going out into the crowds. So we're doing our part. We're staying home. We get our groceries delivered and we get my scripts mailed to me. And, oh, Annette has to go out. But her pharmacy with Harris has changed their procedures. They built an area where the people can drive up to. It's under an awning. They drive up, call ahead, say, I'm in the parking lot. I'm here for my scripts. So they send a person out with your scripts, and you roll down the passenger window. You're the driver. You roll down the passenger window. They put the script in the front seat, and they verify verbally what they need to verify for your payment stuff and any questions about your meds and things like that. They stay over on the passenger side, and then there's really no contact. So they changed their pharmacy to be like that from the virus stuff. There's a lot of places that have changed their procedures. And I know this is a bad thing. All this COVID virus stuff is supposedly a bad thing. And I'm thinking the people who are dying from, they say it's from COVID. Well, I saw several different places. I even saw it on from that woman that was so scared that one night on the updates. The doctor woman. She was on TV and even said, when people die now, some of the places, even if the person dies of a heart attack, they count it as a coronavirus number. So the numbers are being skewed. Well, by skewed, I mean the numbers are being made up because they want to sensationalize themselves with so much coronavirus stuff. So they blame heart attacks and cancer and whatever else on the coronavirus. So a lot of these deaths aren't really the coronavirus deaths, according to that lady even. So, and what I'm thinking is, if it really truly is coronavirus, I think it's because the people had an underlying health issue, like Annette and me, diabetes and heart disease, or they have something else going on in their body, and it attacks their immune system, and they can't fight off the virus like normal people could. So, I think after everything is done and said, we will be finding out this coronavirus scare was an excellent way for them, for the white guys, the white hats, not the white guys, the white hats, because they have many different nationalities in the white hats, which means many different colors. The white hats had a good way to keep people in their homes and keep them safe, because if they're in groups, then they're more susceptible to being attacked. Like, what in the world is she doing? Annette's hammering. I hope you can't hear. So anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, keeping people safe. Because if you're in groups like that, a Tifa group that would go out and just beat the shit out of people for because Soros is paying them, and they seem to be low-life people who like to beat up on other people or kill them. So when you're in groups like that, then the deep state has easier access to you. And they like to stage their FF. We can't say those two words. They're pretend things that wave in the air. I think I can say the word flag. So if they're pretend flags, they can't. They can stage those so much easier when there's nobody on the streets. I mean, when they're, well, yeah, they can do it that way, but then they can hurt people when there are bunches of peoples on the streets. And the white hats didn't want our people getting hurt. They didn't want them being in the way of any of the covert actions. They didn't want them, probably didn't want them witnessing what was going on, so they'd run over there and say, "What are you doing?" Or they'd report it to people, and then it would just mess everything up. And we want to save the victims, really, people. We really want to save those victims. Do you realize among the victims are children that they had, that were born in captivity on purpose? They had them birthed, created, they raped the girls, got them pregnant, and kept the babies so that they could use the babies for their rituals and all their pedophilia stuff, their satanic rituals. So there's babies in there that never have known. Not just babies, but the babies who have grown up. There are humans, beings, that have never known love, kindness, not a day of peace in their lives. And I'm so thankful to the White Hats for doing this rescue mission. So very thankful for it. And I thank God all the time, and I ask God to protect all who are involved. Let it be for the highest and best for all who are involved, and to please protect all who are involved. And that covers lots of people. Be thankful. Please be praying for people. So this coronavirus thing, I was trying to get to they are using it in order to get some of these satanistic pedophilia type peoples, because they got shipments of their the stuff that they get from the blood of the terrified victims. They got some of the stuff they make from the blood, and they put this stuff in it. So all I have to do is a blood test on them, because I have to have proof in courts. All I have to do is do a blood test on the assholes, and this stuff they put into this ritualistic stuff they drink starts with an A. It shows up in there because it got in their bloodstream, and it shows up. And they can say, positive proof, yes, this is one of them. Fantastic. Wonderful idea. So the coronavirus is hiding a lot of things. And it's not as bad as they're saying. Remember, some people are dying, heart attack, stroke, cancer, things like that. And they count it as a coronavirus thing, number. So that's a good thing. And speaking of that, I was shocked when I heard Boris Johnson, has coronavirus. He's not old enough, according to statistics that they have put out. I didn't think he was a bad guy. I guess I was hoping he isn't. So I don't know what to think about that. Is he really sick? Or is he also one of the deep state? Oh, I hope not. I liked him. Break my heart if he was a deep state. I really liked him. He basically gave him the finger. Told him to shape up. But he could be telling them to shape up in the wrong ways. I don't know. I didn't get into the politics of England. I had enough trouble in America's politics. Oh. But anyway, with all this stuff we're living through right now, this is exciting times, y'all, because we are living through history. When you get old, when some of you out there who are young and you get old, you can say to your grandchildren and your children and then your grandchildren, I lived through that. And you can tell them the different stories and experiences that you had living through it and that you remembered happening. And that you witnessed, and we're living through history, y'all. It's exciting times, even though there's sadness involved in it. But there's so much more goodness involved in it. Freeing the victims, and I pray to God they get them all. There's so many. I pray that there aren't any. I pray that they get them all. That's how I say it. Please, God, let them get them all. And so that's a good thing coming out. And the coronavirus is a good cover for that. And for all the hospital beds are going to need for the victims. Not of the coronavirus, but of the pedophiles and the satanistic worshipers. For those victims. They need hospital beds for sick peoples too, but there's not as many sick peoples as they like us to think. And so that's goodness coming out of a supposed pandemic. And can you see how they shut down the world? Oh my gosh. They say the word pandemic and the whole frickin' world shuts down. You never thought we were that easy to control, did you? Surprise. And there's other good things, and I can't think of them right now. I need a break. Okay. So, other good things. People are changing procedures. The businesses are changing procedures. Even I think they're surprising themselves because they've had time to step out of their situations and say, well, hey, if we do this a different way, if we do it in this way, we can be more productive or help our people by doing it in a different way, and they can be more productive or won't be pushed so much or stressed so much, and customers will like it better, and people in offices can maybe come up with different ideas, because a lot of them are working from home, so they don't get a step back. They just do the same old procedure, and they don't have time to think about it and improve on it. If you've ever worked in an office, you know what I'm saying. It's just crank, 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 crank. Get your stuff done. Get it out. While others in the office sit there and do nothing. Oh, drive it. Why are they even there? But I won't get into that. I'm retired. Thank God. I thought I'd have to stay working until I just died on the job because I'm not a rich person. I'm working from paycheck to paycheck, and I'm living paycheck to paycheck, and that now is Social Security to Social Security, and I get paid once a month. For y'all out there who get paid weekly and every other week, try living once a month and making the money stretch. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. That can be a challenge. Thank God Annette and I live together. We share the expenses, but we don't share our money. Nope. Her money's hers, mine is mine, and we split like the electric bill. and the water and things like that, and the food, we split expenses in half, but it helps each of us. And we have a beautiful house with a heated pool because of God and the angels. They brought us to this house. They planned it out for us. And our living circumstances are so that we can split it. Expenses. I need a break again. Okay, to change the subject here, I saw Bernie Sanders quit he suspended his running for for president. I wonder if he just finally came to his senses and realized, I'm not going to make it. Why should I throw my money away? Or if they threatened him, because you could see the deep state really didn't want him running against, what's that Dinglebutt's name? Biden. Oh my gosh. Even though all the things Biden has done, I actually feel sorry for the dude. They're making him get out in public. And it's very clear he has dementia at the very least, and I would say he's working into Alzheimer's. I used to work with those patients. They're pushing him to do things he cannot do. He just can't do it. His mind is not functioning right like it's not unhealthy. It's functioning just like it does in dementia people and Alzheimer's people. And I actually feel sorry for him. But back to Bernie. They've been showing pictures of him on TV. And they've been doing these frickin' close-ups. Holy cow! I don't know why they don't want him running, because he is just as evil as they are. Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. I keep saying, the eyes tell everything. I don't even want to look at him. And the same with Biden. Oh, Biden is worse than Bernie. If you look at Biden's eyes. I can't look at him anymore. It's just too awful. What I see in his face. I feel sorry for him, but I can't look at the dude. Anyway, it's okay. It's okay, y'all. They've narrowed the playing field down to Biden now. And there's no way in the world Biden is going to be elected president. Unless they pull out one of his handlers to run in his place. But even then, I think it's too late for the deep state. They've been given enough rope to hang themselves, and they've been doing a good job of that. So I think people are really starting to wake up and see, hey, they don't like me. And I elected them, but they don't like me. They're doing everything to harm me. But there's a lot of people, too, who haven't seen that yet. But they're not in the majority. I'm wondering, what kind of world are we going to be living in when the victims are rescued and they've shared their stories, and when deep state is exposed and taken care of. I don't know how they'll be taken care of. I know there's all those indictments. I wonder, after it's all said and done, this stuff, we are freed. That's what I'm going to say. I wonder what it's going to be like. The world is going to be like, what we are going to be like when we are freed. What will it be like? Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? With all the fear porn that we have grown up with. We were born into fear porn, and I'm 70-something. I just had a birthday. I think I'm 72. But see, that many years even, we were born into fear porn. We don't know what it's like to not have fear porn. And when this is all over and done, what are we going to have to fear? Can you see us now looking around and thinking, what am I going to be afraid of? I don't have anything to be afraid of. Oh my gosh. I can just see it. We're going to have to get over the fear of not having fear. Oh my gosh. We'll make it. We'll be okay. Won't that be wonderful? I wonder what is it going to be like for real? Our monies are going to be worked in a different way. You can see they brought down the Fed, and they're working on building us up into a different monetary way of living. You can see it. It's in our faces. And don't be afraid. It's going to be so much better. I'm excited, y'all. I'm so excited. This stuff is getting behind us. And like Trump and Pence say, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Just look. Look, folks, open your eyes. Look around. Open your ears. Open your minds. Open your minds for real. Think about things. Think it through. You, especially if you're so, you're one of the, what do they call it? The opposite of a Trumper. You don't like Trump at all. Especially if you're one of those people. He represents, in your life, something that you can hate and detest. These are the people I'm talking to now. Open your hearts. Open your minds. Look around. Look for the good things in your life that you didn't have last year. Even now, when we're going through this. I'm not saying that in the end you should say, oh yeah, I like Trump. No. There are people in your lives you're not going to like ever. I'm human. I recognize these things. Although, lately, Lately, I told you before that I went through something when I was in the hospital last time, and I'm in this place of peace. Well, I still am. And even though, well, like Biden, I just told you how I feel about Biden. I don't hate him and want to put him in front of a firing squad anymore. I feel sorry for the guy. I actually feel sorry for the guy. Although, in my world, he has to atone for what he's done to others. I just look at it with not venomistic hate. No, I just look at it fact of life. He did this to others. He earned his punishment. Not just him, anyone. Okay. So if you steal something, you gotta pay for it. One way or another, you gotta pay for it. Like, you get your hand slapped, or you pay money-wise, or you go to jail. You gotta pay for what you do. Bad. Especially if it affects other priests across the country offering drive-through confessions during the coronavirus pandemic. Oh, for God. There's a priest in a parking lot with an orange cone sitting in front of him. He's sitting in a folding chair in the middle of the driveway of the parking lot with a cone in front of him. And he's taking, what do they call it? Drive-through confessions. Oh my gosh. And there's cars in line. 1, 2, 3, 4. I see 5, 6 cars in the line. I don't confess to any other human being in the first place. That a human being that I expect to go to God for me. And no, I go straight to God. So this is just blowing me away. I just happen to look up at the TV. So anyway, if you all believe in that stuff, look around for a priest who is in a parking lot and will take your confessions. Oh, isn't that sweet? Because it's Easter Sunday coming up, and I know Catholics go to confession, especially before holidays. So there you go. They're offering you confessionals. That really is special. It really, really is. Oh, and there's free gas for nurses. A gas station owner was standing with a sign. Free gas for nurses. Aw. See, people are so good. We have a lot of Good Samaritans. Good Samaritan fills gas tanks for Michigan nurses. Oh. We have so many good people in this world. Oh. And the pandemic is bringing that out. It's bringing out goodness in people. We're having such a blessing right now, y'all. I get overwhelmed by it because the angels, oh my gosh, you cannot imagine how many angels there are, what they're doing for us right now, for the victims, for the good people, for the bad people. Seriously. Even though we look at the pandemic word and what it stands for as really, really bad, in this case, it's not as bad as what it portrays itself to be. For those who have lost people during this, I sincerely offer you my condolences. You're the one that's going to miss him the most, and I know how that is, believe me. I'm still in mourning, and it's been over 20 years since 1991. What is that? I don't know how many years is that. Long time. I miss him so much. So I understand grieving. Don't know. That's another thing, y'all. If you're grieving somebody, you grieve them. Grieve them as hard as you can, because you gotta get it out of you. It's for you I'm concerned about, not your loved one. Your loved one has already, they're probably partying in heaven right now. At least in Dolly World, that's what I think. And they're probably saying, please get over it, let me go. I'm having a good time here. And get over it. But, and don't let anybody tell you, oh, just get over it. No, you get over it in your own time. Grieving takes your own time. But while you're grieving, look at their lives and just think, well, they're probably with other loved ones now who have already crossed over and having a good time. So please, I can empathize with you in your grieving processes. Seriously. I still have times where I just sit and cry. Because I miss him. I miss having him touch me. Having him look at me and cock his head and say, aw, come on, Dee. With that look and those words, I'd have done it. I always did anything he asked me. And he loved me, so he wouldn't ask me to do anything wrong. He's such a stinker. I can't help but laugh. Oh my gosh, we had such a good time, y'all. I wish you could have known him like I knew him. Ah, yes. So, what else did I want? I didn't have anything in mind, so there's nothing else I had. What have we talked about? Oh yeah, we talked about Bernie. I was wondering, does Bernie, was he being threatened to drop out? And I also saw a thing go across the screen that said, he's going to keep his name on the ballots. I've forgotten how many states. But he's going to keep his name on the ballots. They're running something now. The Democrat says he must focus his efforts on passing legislation for the COVID-19 pandemic. Oh, okay. But he's not really a Democrat, is he? Isn't he a liberal or something like that? Independent or a liberal? I don't know. He's a socialist, that's for sure. He believes in socialistic stuff. So, anyway, I feel bad he spent so much money on something he couldn't complete. I mean, I didn't like him a whole bunch as before, too, but since I'm in this peaceful place, I look at things differently. It's not that I'm sitting there looking at stuff. It's just, hey, I think about things differently. So, That's it with burning. Oh yeah, I do want to mention, for those who watch the daily updates and happen to see, I think it was a couple days ago, that the lady doctor, Burks is her name maybe, Dr. Burks? Well, anyway, she came out looking horrible, terrified, scared out of her frickin' mind. I mean, I could physically see her shaking. Oh, Dr. Burks, that's her name. Government classifying all deaths of patients with coronavirus as COVID-19 deaths. She was saying all deaths of patients are being classified to have died of the coronavirus. And it's on TV right now. I'm reading it on the thing on the bottom. And in that bar. And anyway, Dr. Deborah Burks, B-I-R-X, came out onto the stage shaking, terrified. She wouldn't even look up. She's looking down, and she's kind of looking around her like you're, when you're scared and you're looking around you and you're scared to death to look up and for fear you'll meet somebody's eyes and they're real pissed off at you and they might harm you. And that's how she was looking. And when she moved over by the screen that they have, those two screens up on the stage, and she had to move from one side of it to the other side, and she stood kind of behind it with her head down, sideways, faced more toward the wall, and she had her head down and looking toward the wall. And did y'all see that? What in the world is going on with her? Holy criminy. I think the only thing I can think what it was, and this is from me, this is my opinion from Dolly World. She evidently was just told, either she shapes up or she's done. I mean, I think they threatened her life the way she was reacting. Let me see, what time is it? Oh, I got like 3 minutes. Oh, thank God. I'm worn out. Well, I'm glad I pushed myself to do this, because I don't remember what all I said, but my posse there, Dace here, he says, you said many things for many people. It's not all for one person. Or it's not all. It's many things for many people. They are very happy I said it. They said, they're saying, these are things they wanted to share. They want to share, be brave. It's a good time. They appear to not be, but it's good for the world. And remember, pass along some good things. Pass it along. Even though you're in your house, you can call somebody on the phone and talk to them. Or you can wave at a neighbor from across the street. Or you can think of something good to do. They love us. Hang in there. Think positive thoughts and keep your prayers going for the White Hats. Thank you all. And I'm throwing love blankets out. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.